This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that terrorism in any form or its manifestation cannot be justified or condoned. He said that the international community must isolate and expose those countries that harbor terrorists, provide safe havens, and condone terrorism. These remarks were delivered by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, who was physically present at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit presently going on in Astana, Kazakhstan. New and engaging textbooks will be introduced in classes 3 and 6 from the 2024 to 2025 academic year. The Education Ministry informed that textbook development work is in the final phase and 9 numbers of books for grades 3 and 6 are already available. The remaining 8 will be available very soon. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan did a detailed review of the progress of the National Council of Educational Research and Training textbook development with the Secretary of School Education and Literary, Director of NCERT and Chairperson of the Central Board of Secondary Education in New Delhi today. Deputy Chief Minister Chona May today inaugurated the Sampurnata Abhiyan campaign, a 3-month-long initiative spearheaded by Niti Aayog at the ADC office in Chokam in Namsai district. The campaign started today across the country and will continue till 30th September this year. It aims to achieve 100% saturation in 6 key indicators at aspirational districts and aspirational blocks under its program. Further, a technical session was conducted for Anganwadi workers, accredited social health activists, social mitras, and self-help groups from the Chokam block to equip them with the knowledge and skills needed to effectively contribute to the campaign's objectives. State Governor retired Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik has extended his good wishes and festival greetings to the people of the state in general and to the Apatani community in particular on the auspicious occasion of Diri. He expressed his hope that the warmth and splendor, which have always been an important part of the festivity, will usher in happiness and prosperity for all. State Governor retired Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik yesterday launched a book titled Kargil War, The Turning Point, authored by late Colonel M.B. Ravindranath, Veer Chakra of the 2nd Rajputana Rifles at Karyappa Hall, Rajendra Singh Ji, Army Officers Institute in Bengaluru. Speaking on the occasion, the governor, who also served the 2nd Rajputana Rifles in the 90s, commended late Colonel Ravindranath for the in-depth narration of the valor and elan of the Indian Army. He also appreciated the contributions of Ms. Anita Ravindranath, wife of the late colonel, and the officers of the 2nd Rajputana Rifles for publishing the book. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in his social media handle X, shared about the state government's goals in Viksit Arunachal and reforms 3.0 for the state. He said the government is focusing on efforts to implement NEP 2020 to promote universal access to qualified education, improve learning outcomes, and increase pass percentages of students across the state. The government also focused on linking all unconnected villages to the nearest administrative headquarters. The government has said that 100 cities have completed 90% of its total development projects amounting to over 1,44,000 crore rupees under the Smart City Mission across the country. Further, the Housing and Urban Affairs Ministry has extended the mission on request for a period of up to 31 March 2025 to complete the balance projects. It said the balance of 830 projects amounting to 19,926 crore rupees is also in advanced stages of completion. The IMD has forecasted very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Northeast India during the next 4 to 5 days. It said isolated extremely heavy rainfall is likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya. The Indian Army is actively involved in extensive flood relief operations in the villages of Sibaguri at Demaji district in Assam and Mar in East Siang district in Arunachal Pradesh, severely affected by incessant rain since the 29th of last month. The Army deployed multiple flood relief columns in the affected areas along with state disaster relief forces, conducted rescue and relief operation at Sibaguri, Namsing Ghat, Paglam and Orient Ghat for over 72 hours and evacuated 48 citizens. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.